Now Rav Nosson Zal says, and this is why the way we deal with this whole incident of Chav Sivan, we explained before that that was a day in which the pogroms of 1648 started and took place, where tens of thousands of Jews were murdered, and we explained that why that happened, why that came out on a day, not a day, during a year, which the Zohar HaKadosh had forecasted that Mashiach was supposed to come that year. He gave a whole explanation of that. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, and now let's explain why the rabbis instituted fasting. What does fasting have to do with anything? Ki atainis u'bechinas shviras v'tikun taivas achila. Fasting represents breaking and correcting the wrong kind of desire for food. Where a person, you know, wants food for the pleasure, you know, that kind of thing. Because when a person's fasting, they show that they're controlling it. They're controlling, you know, their desire for the food completely. That's what makes the kovoid, that's what gives us the ability to take away the kovoid from the azeponim that took control of it. If you recall, we had explained, just for anybody can forget, to familiarize ourselves again. Rabbeinu Zal had explained when we took him on that there's this thing called kovoid. And when anything goes wrong with the kovoid, it falls into the hands of the wrong people, the azeponim shebedor. And Rabbeinu Zal said that the way to fix that, or the way to see to it that the kovoid should be where it's supposed to be, is you have to see to it that the kovoid should have a ponim to it. And Rabbeinu Zal had explained, how do you give a ponim to kovoid? He explained, the Gemara says in one place, on the pasuk Yiso Hashem Pono Veilecho, that Hashem should show favoritism to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, V'chimasoi ponim yesh padavar? Is there any such a thing as favoritism? That Hashem, I thought Hashem was fair and just. So the Gemara says that Hashem says, what are you kidding? Of course there's favoritism. Should I not show favoritism to the Jews? If I told them that they should eat and become full and say Berchas Amozoin V'yachalto V'sovoto V'rachto, and they're medaktik even Kizayis Kebeya, and they, even if they eat a very small amount, they're blessing me already in everything. So Rabbeinu Zal had shown from that we see the term Nesius Ponim Yisa Hashem Ponim, which is called Nesius Ponim, which means in English they call that favoritism, but that's this term of giving a, showing somebody a good faith, a favorable attitude, that kind of thing, that comes from being medaktek b'kizayis u'b'kebeya. That comes from a person who isn't looking to eat to be full, but they're even ready to bless Hashem even on a little bit that they have. Rabbeinu Zal referred to that as tikkun taivas achila. That's an example of a person who shows that they exercise control of what they eat. They don't have to be full. They can even complete a meal with a small amount and be blessing Hashem already. So Rabbeinu Zal showed over there how tikkun taivas achila is what gives Klal Yisrael nesias ponim. And it's this ponim which is the tikkun for the malchus, which is the tikkun for kovod. We've mentioned this many times. We said that this is the reason why Yidden go to the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. Yontif is a time of the Izgalos, of the Kovoid of Hashem. On Yontif, you have the mitzvah, the chiv of Kovod Yontif. Buy special clothes le Kovod Yontif, special food le Kovod Yontif. Yontif is an of Kovoid, and the tikkun for the Kovod on Yontif is Sholosh Ponim Bashono Yeroi Kol Zechurcho Es Penei Hashem Alekecho. That the Kovoid must have Oyer HaPonim, must have a ponim to it. How do you receive the ponim on Yom Tov? By going to see the face of Hashem, by going to the Beis Hamikdash. Or Chayev Odom Lahakbil Penei Rabbi Beregel. Chayev Odom Lahakbil Penei Rabbi, the face of his rabbi. It doesn't say Chayev Lil Moiv Mi Rabbi. Chayev Lahakbil Ponim, because the Oyer HaPonim is the tikkun for this kovoy. So Rabbeinu Zal said there that breaking Taivas, controlling and breaking Taivas Achila is what gives a ponim to the kovoid and sees to it that the kovoid should be restored back to the right people, those who really deserve it, should be taken away from the aze ponim and given over to the people, you know, to the right people. Ki ikar hatzora v'hahariko agdoilo shoysoz b'shnas tovches choya lidei pegam ha-kovoid shenofal b'enu aze ponim sheze ikar agolos. the main tragedy of the pogrom that so many thousands of Jews were killed at the time, in that year 1648, was because of the fact that we were play game in Kavoid, and the Kavoid fell into the hands of the wrong people, and that's called Golos. But again, this Chmelnytsky, Yimach Shmoy, V'zichroi, those people who suddenly took over the country. Suddenly they were taking charge. No police, no nothing, no law. They were the law. Their sword was the law. V'alkein misaknim zois al yidei atainas. Therefore, our tikkun for this today is fasting. Shehu tikkun tavas achila. That's an example of tikkun tavas achila. That's what removes the kovoid from the azeponim. In other words, the tragedy that occurred on that day occurred because the kovoid fell into the hands of the azeponim. Therefore, on that day, we make a tikkun by doing a maisa which takes the kovoid and puts it back into the right place. This is also the reasoning behind the four fasts that we have, that are basically related to the topic of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu gam kein bishvil zeh, bishvil esakein, pegam tayves achila. There again, the issue of fasting is a tikkun for tayves achila, kidei lahalois hakovoid mino azeponim, shemo akum, in order to remove the kovoid from the azeponim, which is the goyim, who took control over the Jews, you know, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, shenofal hakovoid aleim, whereby the kovoid fell into their hands. What's the kavoid? The kavoid is the Beis HaMikdash. Remember we said before, u'kavoid Hashem molei habayis, u'kavoid Hashem molei mishkan. If the Beis HaMikdash fell into their hands, it means the kavoid fell into their hands. Shemizeh ikra golos. The alkein, and now Rav Nosson Zalei adds another point, the alkein tzrichen laharbois b'tzdoka b'yoyim hatainis. This is why the Gemara says one of the main mitzvahs on a fast day is to give charity. As the Gemara says, she'ikra hatainus hu atzdokah, that the main effectiveness of a fast day is the charity that's given on a fast day. As the Pasuk says, agra deta'aneso tzidkoso, the main reward on a fast day is for the tzdokah that's given on the fast day. Ki ikra aliyas hakovoid hu alidei atzdokah kanal, because Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that chapter on Likutei Moharan that one of the main things that helps elevate the kovoid is tzedakah. Ki hatzedakah malas hakovoid mebchinas ragleho yordes moves, bebchinas tzedakah tatzil mimoves, kemavur shom. We had explained that when the kovoid, when the malchus falls, where does it fall into? It falls into the hands of the klipos. And the pasuk that signifies that is this pasuk, ragleho yordos moves. The raglin of the kedusha is the malchus. One of the nicknames for malchus is the lower part of the feet. That falls into moves. There's a pasuk that says, tzedakah tatzil mimoves. Tzedakah rescues what? It rescues the malchus from moves. It rescues the kovoid from moves. Hainu shematzeles mi sitra de moiso shebo al yidei cheta de marishon shehu bechinas pegam tayves achila. Tzedakah saves from death. What is death? Death was the result of a pegam tayves achila. That's what brought death into the world. Someone ate what they weren't supposed to eat. Hashem told Adam and Chava, don't eat this. And Hashem said, ki biyoy machol chamimeno mois tomus, that pegam achila will result in the moves taking control, in the sitra of the moisa taking control. Shalidei pigam zen nifgam hakovoid kanal. That pigam, the pigam of eating improperly resulted in a pigam and kovoid. Vo'oz yochoy liyoiz kishebo hakovoid shei yalidei zeh histalkos hanefesh b'lo yitoy chas v'shom. We said before that when the kovoid gets messed up, it can easily result, when that kind of kovoid comes, it takes lives with it. That's what caused the pogrom of 1648. The chol haharigos, and all the pogroms and all the holocausts. What it is that those were times when there was a tremendous, incredible, large quantity of kovoid that was supposed to happen on that day. Because the Jews were not equipped to receive it in a constructive way, they received it, and it took lives with it. The hatzdoko matzelas mizeh. Tzedakah saves from that kind of thing. Umalas hakovoid min azei ponim. It removes the kovoid from the hands of the azei ponim. Vaoz kishein sitra demoisa nechezes bakovoid klal. And then, when the Yetzirah, when the Malach HaMavis can't control the kov, can't take hold of the kovoid in any way, oz bo hakovoid rak l'toiva. That's the only time when the kovoid that comes to us comes without any side effects, without any destruction. As will be when Mashiach comes, where then the kovoid that's going to come to us is going to come only in a constructive way, only in a positive way. And not only is it not going to take lives, but it's going to give nefoshos. It's going to result in a tosefet nefoshos, as we saw in all the psukim that we brought earlier. Right? The question was just this. If this happened 300 years ago, 300 some odd years ago, what does this have to do with us today? The answer is the Arizal explains, and this is an explanation that applies to all holidays, all events that are based on time factor. The Arizal says that you need to know that any time that a particular, we see this from the Gemara, any time that a particular event, a miracle, a tragedy, took place on a certain day of the year, of the calendar year, that day became marked. Where every single year after that, whenever that day on the calendar rolls around, that same situation arises. For example, when Pesach rolls around, because of the fact that a few thousand years ago, Pesach was a time when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, every single year when Pesach rolls around, the opportunity becomes available for a Jew to take himself out of Mitzrayim. How? If he participates, if he performs all those mitzvahs, and if he believes be'emuna shlema, that this he'ora that was given to the world on that day, you know, exists today, he can receive that life. Baruch is the God of him. So again, when Chaf Sivan rolls around, that's the day that the Chachamim said, we have the opportunity to make a fix for the pigam that existed in that day that resulted in that unbelievable tragedy. We, every Jew who fasts, is participating in fixing for today and for then. Based on everything we've learned so far, you'll understand the significance of going to the graves of tzaddikim. Interesting that Rav Nosson Zal uses the word noisim, we travel to kivrei tzaddikim. Mm-hmm. Knows that this is in certain mitzvahs, the attitude is if it's close by, if it's convenient, you know, if it's right there, you can do it. To travel for it, you don't necessarily have to. Here Rav Nosson Zal is using the term traveling to go to kivrei tzaddikim. V'ho'ikar b'shvil tikkun habris kodesh ki yadua. The main reason for going to kivrei tzaddikim is for tikkun habris, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. She'ikar mashohilchem al kivrei tzaddikim hu b'shvil tikkun habris. The main reason for going to the grave of a tzaddik, to be misfal there, not just Rabbeinu Zal, b'chlal, going to the Morasa Machpelah, going to these places, the main issue in kivrei tzaddikim is tikkun habris. That this issue of going to the grave of a tzaddik, saying Tehillim there, or learning there, is a tremendous tikkun for pigam habris. Because there's a pasuk that says, tzaddikim yirshu eretz. Tzaddikim inherit the land. Hainu, shehatzaddikim yirshim eretz Yisrael. Tzaddikim azoicha, that where the place that they are at, the land that they're in, has the status of Eretz Yisrael. When a tzaddik is even in Chutz Loretz, the place where he is called Eretz Yisrael. Shezoichin shebemokim kvurosam hakadosha hu bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Especially the place where a tzaddik is buried has the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael hu tikun godoy lepigam habris. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaKodesh. That's what it's called. The term Kiddusha refers to Tikkun HaBris. The Gemara says, "B'chol mokom shiesh bo erva." I forget the exact quote. Wherever there's a place for erva, that's where the guarding it is called Kiddusha. In other words, the term Kiddusha in Yiddishkeit applies most naturally to this topic of Shmiras HaBris, which means a Jew keeping himself properly regarding all items related to women, related to the issue of zera, everything related to that topic. Kach shamati mipiv hakodesh. This I heard from Rabbeinu Zal clearly, that this issue of visiting Kivrei Tzadikim and Eretz Yisrael is a major tikkun for Pegam HaBris. The Gemara speaks about the Eser Kedushos in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that there are 10 Kedushos, and all the bottom level is Eretz Yisrael. Then you have Yerushalayim, and you have this, you know, and the Eser Kedushos correspond to the 10 chapters of the Tikkun HaKloli. That concept of Tikkun HaBris, which the 10 droplets that came from the fingers of Yosef HaTzadik, it's brought by Potiphar. When he had the test with Potiphar's wife, and he held himself back, it's brought that there were the tipois came from his etzbois, 10 droplets, and the Arizal explains that that resulted in the Asoro Haruge Malchius. That's why those 10 tzadikim had to be killed. They were a tikkun for those droplets that came from Yosef HaTzadik. There's a Mishnah in Kalim that says there are 10 kedushos in the world, 10 levels of holiness in the world. The bottom one is Eretz Yisrael, which means everything else isn't even in the ballpark. Step one is Eretz Yisrael. Higher than that is Yerushalayim. Higher than that is the Har HaBayis. Higher than that is the Azor, you know, and so on and so forth, till you get to the highest, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And again, 10 levels of Kedusha represents Shleimus of Tikkun HaBris. As in the story of the 7 Betlers, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there, about the 10 poisons, the 10 medicines, 10 refuahs. The Alpiya Torah Hanal Mavura Inyan Ktsas. Based on the chapter on the Likutei Moran that we're dealing with here, you'll understand this topic a little bit. Ki Iker Pegam HaBris Hu Bechinas Pegam HaKovoid. When we talk about a Jew committing a sin of Pegam HaBris, that's also called Pegam in Kovoid. Ki Ein Boishes Ele B'mokam Arayim. Because the Gemara says that the main place of Busha is the Erva. The main place where a person would be embarrassed or insulted if they're uncovered is if the bris is uncovered. You know, the parts of the body, the mokem erva is uncovered. Boishes hu hepech, boishes hu pegam vehepech hakovoid. And the word busha is the opposite of kovoid. Ukemuva inin ze kam upon the medivari rabbeinu zal b'mokem acher, as is brought in several places in Likutei Moran. So we see that if we talk about a pegam in anything related to the topic of bris, that's also a pegam in kovoid. Ki kol hanefoshos yoitzin derech hatzinoir hakodesh hazeh shehu abris kodesh. Also, just like we learned before, that where do all the Jewish nefoshos originate from? From the kisei hakovoid, we said, right? Rav Moses says, by the way, where do all Jewish nefoshos originate from physically? From the bris. That's where the zera, the tipa comes from. Shemishom hoilodas v'hamshochos kol hanefoshos kiyodua. That's the place from which the Jewish nefoshos are born and brought forth. So suddenly, these two terms, the kovoid and the bris, are identical. We said that the nefoshos come from the kisei kovoid, and now we see that the nefoshos come from the bris. V'hanefesh mislabeshes bekovoi, shehu bechinas eim kol chai, shehu bechinas vo'isha yiras Hashem kanal. The nefesh, when it comes into the world, comes in a wrapper of kovoid. And that kovoid is called the eim kol chai, the mother of all creation, which is the bechina of chava. Chava, the pasuk says, why was she called chava? Shehi hoiso eim kol chai. She was the mother of all living things, which is synonymous with the throne of Hashem, the Kisei HaKovoid, which is the mother of all living things. V'alkein kishepoigim chas v'shalom bebris, upoigim betipei amoyach, shem b'chinas nefoshos kedoshos, and therefore when a Jew commits a pegam in this area, elu nefoshos nikroin nefoshos artiloin kiyodua. In the Zohar HaKadosh, or Sforim that speak about this, they call them naked souls. Artiloi means without clothing. Without levush, without kovoid, the clothing of a person is the respectability. Hainu shehem arumim malbush hakovoid shehayu tzrichim l'slabeshon. In other words, it means that the nefesh, a nefesh that comes into the world through pegam HaBris, that nefesh means it didn't come with that wrapper of kovoid that a nefesh is supposed to come in. As a result of committing a sin in this area, which is called a boishes, It's pegam in kovoid. It's defective kovoid, which means defective clothing. Ki ein lahanefesh chius beloi levush hakovoid shenishom ikar chiusa. The nefesh has no way, no source of life other than its covering of kovoid. That's where it draws its chiyus from. Just like physically, when a baby comes into the world, it comes in this sack, and that's where it's drawing its chiyus from. That's, it's attached to the mother through a pipe, and it's drawing its chiyus through a sack, and if that sack, chas v'shalom, gets punctured or messed up in any way, the baby can die. So too, on a ruchnius level, the nefesh is coming in this levush of kovoid, and if that kovoid gets messed up anyway, spiritually, that nefesh... V'haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'haklal, she'ikar pigama bris, hu pigama kovoid. The main concept of pigama bris is a pigamin kovoid. She'mafrish ha'nefesh min ha'kovoid, al yidei pigam tipe ha'moyach levatolo chas v'sholem achmol aslan. When a Jew causes zera levatolo chas v'sholem, what he's doing is, he's separating the nefesh and the kovoid. He's making nefoshes come into the world without that wrapper, without that kovoid, which is the source of spiritual chiyus of that nefesh. V'chein, that's in the case of zera levatolo chas v'sholem. V'chein kishe poigem chas v'sholem ayidei isur arayos. And so too, if a Jew chas v'sholem has relations with a relative, let's say, where the Torah forbids it, that kind of thing, oy nashgaz rachmona litzlon, or a nochri shipcha goya zayna. That's an abbreviation. It's used in the Gemara many times. Shai dezeh moirid hakovoy lo azeponim. What he's doing in that case is he's taking the kovoy and he's sending it to the azeponim. A goy, a zayna, and these are all examples of azeponim. Al yidei shenislabesh nefesh Yisrael bekovoy hoakum rachmona litzlon or lehepech. As a result of the Jewish nefesh in that tipa being sent to the goyim, chas v'sholem, or lehepach, or the opposite. V'chein b'shar ho'aroyos u'pigam abris, and so too in any case of an illegal type of relation, shebekulam choymer ho'isur hu'kefi pigam akovoy. In all cases, the way we measure the severity of the isur is based on how badly the kovoy is being nifgam. Because the Torah tells us that a Jew is supposed to sanctify himself as much as he can, even with his own wife, even in what's mutter to him, he's not supposed to break loose, he's not supposed to say, well, let me see, if this is permissible, then why not? We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Hilchos Chovel B'Chaveroch, Chosh Nishpa, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Chovel B'Chaveroi, Halacha Gimel, in middle of paragraph Yud. Rav Nosson Zal said, "Ki tzrichin lekadesh atzmoi beyoser afilu beheter, kidei sheyizke sheyislabesh hanefesh bekovoid, v'lo yihi echotzuf boivdoihi kekalba." A Jew has to see to it that even with his own wife, and even when she's permissible to him, to conduct himself with kiddusha, with sanctity, so that any nefesh that's going to be born from their relationship is going to be born with this levush of kovoid, and will not be chutzpan, will not be super mechutzuf, like a dog who is known for its chutzpah. A dog is known for its chutzpah in a sense that a dog has no self-respect. As the pasuk says, shezeu b'chinas v'haklovim azei nefesh. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, dogs are azei nefesh. And the Zohar Kodesh uses this wording, that when a Jew is living with his wife and trying to bring children into the world, to the degree that he's going to conduct himself with Kiddusha, every child that's born is going to have that wrapper of kovoid, of self-respect, where again, a child who has self-respect isn't going to eat like a behemoth, or talk like a behemoth, or act like a behemoth. He's going to conduct himself with dignity. You know, no chutzpah, less chutzpah, that kind of thing. Whereas chas v'sholem, to the degree that things are not done bigdusha, that's what results, chas v'sholem, in there being this concept of chas v'sholem, the chotzuf buvdayu, kimuva b'zoyer hakodesh, as is explained clearly in the Zoyer hakodesh, shaydeze yoyred hakovoid chas v'sholem lazeponim, that when a person is poigim in bris, the kovoid falls into the hands of the azeponim, shehem b'chinas v'haklovim azei nefesh, those azeponim are called dogs, kimavura b'toyra. Now, as Rabbeinu Zal said in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Ma kolshkein ve kolshkein, kishe poigei mamish bebris kodesh, al yidei aveh. That's talking about a Jew who's married, and he's following all the halachas, and everything, and the Zohar Kodesh says to that Jew, listen here, buddy, if you have a serious interest in what kind of children you're going to bring into the world, whether they're going to have midos, toivos, and everything, you need to know that you are going to play a major role, not the only role. There's other things that are going to affect them, friends, environment, there's a lot of things. But one of the things that plays a major role in shaping the personality and the midos of a child that's born is the level of kedusha with which the parents conduct themselves. Ma koshkin, ma koshkin, how much more so? When a Jew goes out and does an aver, what the Torah calls mamish an avera chasashon, shebevadai poige ma'oid b'hanefesh b'hakovoid anal. Certainly, he's causing tremendous defectiveness to the nefesh that will result from that, and to kovoid b'chlal. The alkein ikar tikkun abris al yidei hatzadikim u'amitim. And therefore, the main solution to fixing all of this is through true tzaddikim, kisheboim al kivreim hakodosh, when a Jew comes to their kever, v'shom ikar tikkun hakovoid kedusha, at the gravesite of a tzaddik is the most important place of the tikkun hakovoid, ki histalkusam ukvurasam hakdosha hualidei hakovoid kedusha, because we saw in this chapter in Likut Imran that when a tzaddik passes away, what does he pass away into? The Pasuk said, Kivoid Hashem Ya'asvecho, that when a tzaddik's neshama leaves, it's the kovoid of Hashem that gathers it in. When we use the term Shechina, another word for Shechina is the malchus, or the kovoid of Hashem. That's what a tzaddik is mistalek into. Bebechinas kvoid Hashem Ya'asvecho, sheze nemar al ha-histalkus v'ha-kvura shel ha-tzadik. That pasuk is referring specifically to the passing away and the burial of a tzaddik. Shenikras asifa. That's the verb that's used in the Chumash. When it talks about a tzaddik passing away, it says, Vayigva vayeyosef elamo. You look in the psukim, Vayakav avinu yosef tzaddik, all of these places. When Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said, Hine ato nesaf le'amecho, kasha nesaf aranachicho. We just had it recently in Chumash. Ukamoshe mevura beperek aleph de soita, the Mishnah. And as we just saw a few days ago, in the first parak of Soita, the last Mishnah, in the first parak of Soita, where the Mishnah said over there, Lo ya'al Moshe belvad amru, elo al kol hatzadikim, that what's written about Moshe Rabbeinu's passing away is not limited just to Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather it applies to all tzadikim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'holach lefonecho tzidkecho, your righteousness will go before you, and a tzadik passes away, his tzidkus goes before him, Kivoid Hashem ya'asvecho. The kavod of Hashem is what gathers you in. Ki hatzadikim heim ne'esofim v'nigborim b'toich kavod Hashem. Because when a tzaddik passes away, he is gathered in and he is buried into the kavod of Hashem. Ashrei lohem kanal, how fortunate they are.